And it's not a rig. A rig is where he's left one. Stag.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard of any other term besides stag there?
Bar.
Mm-hmm. They mean the same thing, stag. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about the female? What would you call her?
The sow.
Mm-hmm.
Or gilt.
Gilt, they're about the same thing.
Yeah.
What about one when he's just born?
That's the little pig.
I mean, when he gets a little older, what do you call it?
A shoat.
Mm-hmm. How old does it have to be a shoat?
Well, it depends on how much he eats. How fast he eats. They become a shoat in a hurry now. Mm-hmm. Because they've bred them up. So. But in the old days, he stayed a pig a good long time.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do they call the stiff hairs on the hogs?
The bristles.
Mm-hmm. And what do they call the all the big teeth that the hog has?
The tusks.
Mm-hmm. And when you feed hogs, what do you put their food in?
The trough.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, speaking of the trough, I had three or four
troughs.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for a hog that's grown up wild? Ever heard them call anything special?
Nothing except wild hog. Mm-hmm.
If you ever
wild boar.
Ever heard the term Piney Woods Rooter?
Yes, the Piney Woods Rooter is a species of wild hog. However, they can be broken to where they're just as gentle as any domestic hog. Mm-hmm.
Are they located around here?
Well, they're in Florida.
And most
in Florida. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're called land race. Piney Woods Rooters and
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Now, what I'll ask you about next is some of the sounds that the animals make. For example, what's the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
Bleats.
Mm-hmm. And the gentle noise made by a cow during feeding time. So the cow.
She lows.
Mm-hmm. And what about the gentle noise that a horse makes?
Whicker.
Mm-hmm. And now say you've got some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and now when they're getting hungry, you have to go out and
feed.
Do you have a name for all those together, just cows and horses? You know what I'm talking about? Just everything together.
You mean you have them in the same pen, a corral? Lot?
Say you were speaking about all of them at the same time. Is there any special name you'd use?
Well, you're going to feed the stock or attend to the stock.
Now, say you're going to feed the hens and turkeys and geese and so forth. Do you have a name like stock for them?
No, we'll feed the fowls.
Mm-hmm. And now a hen that's on a nest of eggs, you call her a what?
She's a setting hen.
A setting hen. And
old mother hen.
Let's see. Would you say you're eating a hen or a chicken? The part of that the children like to pull apart is called
the pulley bone.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear that called anything else?
Breastbone, mm-hmm. Pulley bone,
and
wishbone.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for all the inside parts of a chicken that you eat?
We have your breast and. Of course, the pulley bone, the long thigh, the short thigh, both pieces of the back, and the lower part of the back, and then the upper part of the back, and the wing, the gizzard, the liver.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the inside? Oh, you mentioned the gizzard and the liver.
And the heart. It's edible, too.
Do you have a name for the lizard and the gizzard and the heart, those together, the inside parts together? Any special name for them?